Today we begin Masechta Nida, Daf Aleph. So the Mishnah begins. Shammai Omer Kol Anashim Daya Shatan. So we're dealing with Masechta Nida. We're familiar with the issue of Nida being as a wife is not allowed relations with a husband when she's a Nida. However, this is referring to the other concern of Nida, which is the Tuma and Tara component to it. Okay. Now, why? What Dayan Shatan it relates to is that if she sees Dam, she's considered only Tamei from that point forward. Would have to be worried about going backwards. Now, why would you think otherwise? That is because that she's already a nida from the time the dam is ne'ekar, from the beginning you are bleeding. Now, the concern is it may have got, like, not yet exited the body, to use the expression, caught in the walls, okay? And therefore, even though she sees dam then, she may have been smear for a period of time before. So Beit Shammai says, look, we don't need to worry about that. Now, I'll show you here very interestingly. He said, the Pnei Moshe brings, this is towards the end of the Dibro Matri Dayan Shatan, he says, V'taymed Beit Shammai, sorry, it's not Beit Shammai, it's Shammai, my mistake, Taymed Shammai, is the lo chayt lach, he's not concerned, she'im atza omer, and if you do that, yeh libo shel adam nokvo tamid, or peresh me'ishto, v'nibtza batel me'priyo revio. If in the world of Tuman Tara, you're going to create this concern that, oh, as soon as she sees dam, we're concerned that she's already tmeya, back a period of time, we'll see exactly how far back the Hillel holds, then it's going to may impact their marital life. The husband will be concerned that she hasn't seen Dam yet, but she may already be Tmeya, and I'm also to her. And it will create some sort of hindrance or deterrent from marital relations. It's going to probably preorvia. That's the rationale of Shammai. We certainly from that Tmeya from that point onwards going forward. However, we say Hillel says, Mepkida la Pekida. We go all the way back to the last time she knew for certain she was Tahora, when she checked last. And that could be a long time, as the Gemara will stress. The Mishnah says already here, Afilu Yamim, could be a number of days. What about Bitul Prior Bria? It's again, this is in the middle of Dvura Matri Pekida Pekida, but the Pnei Moshe says, well, a bit of Prior Bria, like Hashina is not concerned, the Davka Taru Tapetamin Anlahu. Because the only din that we say, oh, we're Machmir to go back in time to say everything she engaged with is considered Tmeya, is only regarding, you know, Torah, Tmeya, Tumantara, and not regarding we're splitting the two things here, regarding Tumantara laws and the relationship they had with one another. So it's only a Chumra by Torah, and not regarding anything else. Okay, fine. However, Chachamim says, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Chachamim, however, this is one of those examples that have brought himself to Ediot, whether we don't say like Shammai, and we don't say like Hillel, Chachamim have an intermediate opinion. It's that is, Ella me'et la'et me'ma'et me'pikida la'pikida, or pikida la'pikida me'ma'et alide me'et la'et. Meaning that the lesser of the two, whether it's 24 hours or the most recent check, whichever one's like most close in time, so that is a time we say that is, she has to be concerned. But no more than 24 hours. Okay? That is the position of Chachamim. Now, where does 24 hours come into it? So I'll show you very interesting the Pnei Moshe, again, in the middle of the Dibur Matchil Elamet Le'et, right in the middle of it. It's a long Dibur Matchil, the Perish, but he says as well, the Taimu de Rabbana. Why do they say Me'et Le'et? That is because generally, I'm just adding a few details here, that it's the dam is not going to get caught on its way out for more than 12 hours. The Chachamim understood that. Biologically, it's just not going to happen. However, so why they could say Me'et la'et, it can go all the way back to 24 hours. So I'll explain. Lafisha chachamim tiknu, the chachamim mataken, len the body shoshu bod kin atzman shacher v'aret. At times when we're concerned to mentara, chachamim mataken, that women would check themselves morning and afternoon. Morning and evening, I should say. Right? More shacherit narit, more morning and night time. Shacherit, why check in the morning? That's lachshir to machshir all the tarot that she may have engaged in during the night time to make sure that everything is okay then. And Olotzi miklas safek toma, and Aravit, the check she would do in the evening was lachshir tarot b'shil yom, and therefore that one she would do in the check she would do in the evening was to retroactively make sure to clear up any doubts would have what happened during the day. Okay, so if she's clean then everything during the day was fine. V'zushi ashpa, but a woman who didn't do those bidikot, v'lo baka hefsida ona achat yeter mishum knas, achim made a knas. There were machmir by an extra, if you like, ona. In other words, it sounds like logically, rationally, reassuringly concerned, 12 hours, Chachamim instituted a system to make sure to We could clarify matters to make sure, you know, that the Tara would have fine. But if the woman didn't go according to the takana, they apply an extra knas to make it go back a maximum of 24 hours. Okay, Beseder, we don't have to read any more of the Pnei Moshe now. So therefore, that's why Chachamim said it's just being concerned a maximum 24 hours. But if you checked yourself before, more recent time than that, then it's only back to there. So it could be 5 hours, it could be whatever. I'll see you in a moment. So the Gemara says, Kol isha sheyesh la veset daya sha'atai. If a woman has a fixed period and it's established by a chazaka, meaning it's predictable. You can imagine, you know, like nowadays with birth control, it's pretty predictable. It's like a fixed way that, well, not all the time, but particular types can be fixed. Then you don't have to be concerned because it's predictable. She can know exactly in advance exactly what she's going to see it. Therefore, when she sees dam, we have to be concerned. Maybe she was tamei before that because again, she's a fixed cycle. Now, the hamesha be'idim, if someone is meshamesha be'idim, means that she would check herself before having relations. Pnei Moshe says, it's mentioned in the Gemara in Bavli, that was klo mitzvah al isha she tishamesh v'shnei idim, echad bodek ar atzma lifnei tashmish v'echad l'achar tashmish. It was once before and after. That's harei zu kepekida. That is like an inspection such that it would mema'et, meaning if she sees dam after that, it'd be a shulim mitame after that. Check, meaning ha'ed shelachar tashmish. That one's referred to the one she checked herself after tashmish. She found herself being clean. Then that one would be a good check. However, interestingly, the Pnei Moshe adds that the one before is not considered such a good check because she might be sort of mind elsewhere, if you like, if it was coming before relations. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says. Okay, fine. Let's learn the Gemara. So Shammai Omer Kol Anashim Dayan Sha'atan. So Gemara says Ma'u Dayan Sha'atan. What does it mean by Dayan Sha'atan? And that's already explained in the Mishnah. She'ena Matov Ta'arot Mila Freya. Meaning she's not. Let's say she was engaging Ta'arot, like food, things like that, and then she sees dam 10 minutes later. She doesn't be concerned that what she engaged in 10 minutes prior is Tmeah. That's Dayan Sha'atan. Only time from that point onwards. Meaning, lo kedibrezeh, meaning lo kshamet, not like Shammai who made no fence around his words, meaning that he was mamash mekil to the extent that it's only dayan shatan. But lo kehilah, not like Hillel, who was here that was so machmir they couldn't even go multiple days. That's why chachamim is both like machriyeh, like in between them. Now the Gemara says, ela. So in other words, whichever the most recent of the two. So Kate said Asso. How is it that is me'et la'et is me'en al-ed-pikida? So how so? It says, Badkatz ma b'shena. Let's say she last time she checked herself, she knew some Vaday Torah was on Shena b'Shabbos on a Monday. And then she sees dam on Yom Chamishi on Thursday. But Rabba Chamishi b'Shabbos. We don't say she's metame, ein matame, sorry, ein matame, ella ad me'ed la'et, darba. We only have to be concerned regarding in Torah she engaged with only going 24 hours back. Okay, and that's how me'ed la'et is mema'etet min pekida le'mekida. Okay? However, ketzah pekida me'mekida, min pekida le'mekida me'ed al yedei me'ed la'et. How is it that checking can reduce, to be a less amount of time to be concerned than 24 hours? That's very simple. If she bat kat ma b'shachrit v'abe mincha, let's say she checked in shachrit, she knew she was Torah, and then come mincha time, then she sees. We don't say she has to be concerned going about all back to yesterday mincha. No, only things she engaged with until ein matame ella dat shachrit, until shachrit itself. Yafir. Now the Gemara brings a different mishnah from elsewhere. Asherat she nimtza, and we can see the setup here because this is like a bit of a suffik tumah situation in terms of how far back do you have to be concerned. So the Gemara says, Sheretz is one of these dead teeming creatures that is a source of Tumah. It was found in the Mavoi. Mavoi is an alleyway. We say, Metame lemafreya, meaning, if anything that was in that Mavoi that we have a concern that may have become Tumah by this Sheretz is going to be Tumah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami bay matnita lo kashamay. That seems to be not like Shammai. Now, the assumption at this stage, when it's not like Shammai, the Pnei Moshe points out the Hava Minah is that the reason why Beit Shammai says that we don't go backwards in time to say are we concerned historically which is already Tmeah. That is because I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. This is Matnit Lo Kashamai. It says the Kesal Kedayt Chatay Meid Beit Shammai Mishum Darin Hamed Ishal Cheskata. His basis is we just a woman has a cheska tahara. The last known status she's just Torah, and if you maintain the chazaka until you know the chazaka was broken, that's the havamina. That's the v'torah. In other words, v'torah aita b'shapidika rishona, and since she was Torah since the last check, she has a chazaka, and therefore she is Torah up until the chazaka is broken. V'arei But when it comes to the mavoi, we don't say everything that was in the mavoi chazka tara. We say no. There was a dead sheretz there. Everything is tameh, so we don't rely on the chazaka. That's the assumption that that mission is like Shammai. So Amrav Yossi, no, in late like Shammai, I feel like Hillel lately. If it's not like Shammai, it's not like Hillel. This mishnah, why? Because it's v'lo modei lo b'mavoi shu mitchabed v'shetav shel gamei over bo shi Torah. Doesn't Hillel agree that if there's a street sweeper that comes through? Or there was a massive amount of rain that would have washed it through, that we don't say Tzmeah going all the way Mafreya in terms of when this animal could, this chance could have died. We say that it's Torah, right? Because since it was washed, or since it was sweeped. So I'll just read you the Bnei Moshe. Let's say there's a street sweeper comes every day. We don't worry that it goes Tamafreya, meaning you're just only concerned about things that were used in that Mavoi. Since it was swept, the fish has got time it kabed. The shetef as well, inami, if there was heavy rains or verbal, the shchichei maim, a lot of water comes through it, shu tahor. The vishimaya bo sheretz, it was a sheretz, and I go, my mishtafinoto, it would have washed it away. And therefore, vahashta isha nami, listen to this. Damiel lemavoi, shu mitkabed or shatash. The Isha should be considered, if you're going to compare it to the case of a boy, should be considered like a mavoi that is regularly cleaned, let's put it that way. Shamayim or Rimbo. So therefore, it's therefore to say, Shamay Omer hada Isha ad regular b'meiragayim osor tokem mavoi shu mitkabed b'shetef shogayim over b'avu ta'or. So what the Gemara is saying now is, if you want to compare it to the mavoi case, this is more like Shamay. Because Shamay understands, we thought the whole basis of Shamay was Omer Isha al cheskata. But he says no. This is more of a reason to say Shammai is like the case of the Mavoi. Why? Let me put it in Moshe. Works better. Dino Taima, that explains. If you want to compare it to the Mavoi, that explains Shitat Shammai. Because she goes to the toilet. We're assuming she's a healthy lady. Then it shouldn't be treated like a mavoi that's regularly swept, or a lot of water has gone through it. So the understanding is if you want to complain to the mavoi, then it seems to support Shammai, because the mavoi that's regularly swept or regularly washed through by rain, we say there's no reason to be choishesh. That is the reason of Shammai. Because the assumption is, Beit Shammai says a woman who's healthy goes to the toilet, relieves herself, urinates regularly. That should be like a mavoi that's washed out. Now, granted, yes, it's not the same location biologically, but the understanding is since she is regularly coming through, the body washes itself out. I assume that's what the understanding. However, what would Beit Hillel say? Was it Beit Hillel? I can't say Beit Hillel. What would Hillel say? In other words, why would Hillel say that we're still choishesh even if she regularly goes to the bathroom and the like? The understanding is the Parapanim says, no, it's possible she can urinate, but still the dam is still getting caught along the way. Again, they're different pipes, let's put it that way. Okay? So therefore, we can't really use this case of the Mavoi as a solid kasha or a support, really. Okay? Or more like a support for maybe, or either way. Okay, the Gemara says, Ad kun shabaka umatza naguf. Now, this is an interesting piece. We have to understand why what the Gemara is saying is when do we say the bedikah is a good bedikah? That is when she inspects herself and finds that it's naguv, completely clean. However, badka matza tahor, if she sees some sort of excretion, like we'll call it dam tahor, some sort of excretion of herself, then we say it is, then that's a different situation. I'll show the Bnei Moshe already just to give us a bit of context, even though the Gemara will explain it later. It says here, it says, Ela imbat kamata tahor, shumare tahor, some sort of excretion that is tahor. Then we've got a machloka, there's a machloka coming up. So let's have a look. Rav Ami says, Bashem Rav Pa, Bashem Rav, bat kamata tahora asura labeta. She is complete. She's Asura Labeta. She's still Asura. Until it is, let's call it completely or dry or clean. So the why would that be? But Moshe says, the concern is, to put it simply, even though the Gemara is going to explain it later on in more detail, according to this Shita, is that since she's already started having some sort of excretion, then they were concerned that the makor is ripatuach and other dam tameh is going to follow after. Okay? That's kind of the concern. However, Chad, one of the Chachamim, who's Rav Tuvi, is Amar Mishem Rav Abahu, Asura Labeta as well, Me'et La'et. He says she's Asura Me'et La'et Labeta, meaning to a Baala, to a husband, if she's a. Now, I'll explain here. Chashin Labah, Shema Mitoch Shi Rigila Limtzo Mare Torah, Timshoch Lavo Memena for 24 hours were concerned. It sounds like going forward, it sounds like she'd be Tmea. Okay? Vachis Ven Aguv Lagamra until it's Mamash Naguv. Because again, it seems to be since there's some sort of flaw of something that might follow with a flow that's tamer. That's what it sounds like. However, she disagrees. Am Rav Yaakov bar Acha, katzav Yalacha, shomed min kol rabban, and muter lebeta miyad. No, if it's a maratz orah, she's absolutely muter lebeta. Yeah, that's a if she didn't see dam, so it's absolutely fine. Now, havum bayim meimra. They thought to say that what? Man de muteret lebeta, the shita that says she's muter lebeta, that's considered a good check. That's Bekida hu lema'et me'ed la'et. Because she's muteret lemiyad straight away, then she's mamash teora. That's a good inspection, such that if she sees dam later on, we only have a timer up until that point. Umanda ama asura, the shita that says that this excretion is a bad thing, that meaning we're concerned that it might be chased with or come with it after some sort of dam tamet, she's asur la husband la'et. Then that's not a good inspection. Eino la'et. It's not a good inspection that would, for the purpose of our Mishnah, that would, if she sees, say, 5 hours later, she's actually tmea, that it's she's not tmea up until that point. It's not a good pikida. You'd have to go back either 24 hours or pikida before that. Pardon me. But the Gemara says, I feel the commander ama asura lebeta, no pikida hilamet lamet. In other words, that's still a good inspection. She's Torah. Like, it's not that she's tmea or even suffix tmea. It is a good inspection, even though she's asur labeta. But lama hi asura labeta. Why, nonetheless, she asur to her husband? She mitoch shehi mitragela badamim torim mitragela badamim tmeim. We're concerned again. The concern is a going forward concern, not a concern regarding her status now. Since the book, pardon me, again, since the bakor is already patuach and it's some excretion that's atar is okay. We're concerned it might chased with. So it indicates she's tmeah. It might be chased with something tmeah. Okay, let's continue. Okay, Bakal Matzata Safek. Okay, what happens if she checks herself and finds that she is there's some sort of Safek Tamea? We're not sure whether it's Safek Dam Tahor or Dam Tamea. So Pshita Eino, it's not considered, obviously, it's not considered a good Pekida, they're checking that would Mema'et Le'et Le'et. Again, if she became tamer two hours later, we didn't say, oh, she's only tamer the Tarot engaged up to that point. That wasn't a good enough check. It was a safek. The question is, what's more mashi tamer basafek? What about her herself? Do we now say if this safek tuma, meaning she's not sure whether it was dam tamer or not, do we now treat going back 24 hours from that point of the saf, it's going to have a safek regarding the Tarot engagement then? Meaning, avade mare, it depends what was 24 hours of Bekira. Fine. But with this Safek Mare, we're not sure if it's Dam Tamei or Dam Tahor. Do we say, okay, already from that point, you've got it back 24 hours? So Gemara says, basically dismisses that as a possibility and says as follows. Nishmin Hana, for example, you've got a Tumtum and Drogonos. This is a man or, well, a person, I should say, a Tumtum whose private parts are covered over. Androgynous seems to have both parts. So it's a Safek ish in both situations. Shra'u Dam, and they see Dam. Well, Dayan Sha'atan, we say it's only tamei from that point. Because again, we don't know whether, and this tumah is misafek, because it might be a male. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ma'at Shamamina, what are you learning from this? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tumtum drongon safek. A tumtum is a safek. Me'et le'et, the whole reason why we're making someone tmea, making or treating everything she engaged in touch with is tmea, me'et le'et, is also a safek. Ve'ein safek le'safek. So the reason why by androgynous you don't say this whole tumah me'ed le'ed or mekida bekida is because they themselves is a safek. And you don't say mishsafek, we're concerned ala safek. So therefore, so to here, so to riyat safek, even regarding this woman who had a riyat safek, there's no reason to say when matamer are 24 hours going back before then, because that would be matam misafek ala safek as well. So therefore, that's why it's only to me, we're only concerned from that point going forward. Because it's something me'elet, but in safek, because again, safek, let's continue. That whole me'et is only regarding kodshim, not other tarot truma. So the old concern of going backwards to 24 hours is for tahorot, meaning for korbanot, but not for truma, which is also generally treated very machmir. So there was a young lady, ayatlo is in the Galil. She shlosha or not, which is she didn't have her period for three for three. She was muhsak, what's called mesulek adamim. She missed three periods. Okay, v'lo ra'ata, and then she ended up saying, and that's like the real Rishona. We say ba masiv v'chachamim. We say in that situation is dayashata. That situation, because she was mesulek adamim, we're only saying dayashata. We'd have to be concerned going back 3 months or whatever it is, 24 hours. Now the fact is that we're deliberating regarding her. Do we say? We metamalafre or not. So the Gemara says, Vichy yesh kodshim ba'ayalto. Was it even a consideration of kodshim in the far north? Interesting, the Pnei Moshe says it was regarding nowadays, where there wasn't any kodshim. There's other mafreshim say it was got to do with it because it was just very, very close north. There was no kodshim there. So the Gemara says, so therefore you see the only concern would have been for what? For truma. So how can you say that this whole tumalafre, this reactor of tumma, were concerned with only for kodshim? When there weren't kodshim there and they were deliberating over it. So Gemara says, Ela beshena'asud latara kodesh. What you can do, v'lokucholinin. Sometimes what you can do, you can shomer, you can keep with machshava and being careful, chulin altar kodesh. The advantage of that is you'll be able to eat it with kodshim, for example. So, but once you treat chulin with tarat kodesh, you treat it with the same severity, then it can become tamet like kodesh and not like chulin. So that's why it was relevant there. So Gemara says, Tifshatzo latarot mechatat, shemechatat chumri mekodesh. The understanding is, no, maybe it was also made for mechatat, was even more chamor. So that's a people. Tara kodesh chumri mechatat. Okay, let's continue. Tani me'et la'et she'amru tolin aval los sorfim. When it comes to me'et la'et, it's not we treat as vade tameh, rather we are tolin aval los sorfim. We treat as safek tumah. So you can't engage in it if it concerned trauma, which it doesn't. Well, according to the opinion above, it says it doesn't. Then it would like you couldn't eat it, but you can't burn it either. It's like they put in a suffix. The Havei he was so happy because Eshkachtan, he found a brighter that supports this. Haro'ek Ketem. Now Ketem, Ketamim, it seems to be, according to Moshe, he explains here, is when it comes to Ketem, which is stains, we're more machmir. Right? So it says, in other words, Haro'ek Ketem ad shat kibbutz shel chalot. It says, "Matam la'mafreya," until the last time you know this. Let's say it was found on her underwear. Then you have to matame all the way to the last time you knew that it was clean. So when it was laundered, or when she put it on, or whatever it is. If it was she wore that same garment for multiple days, you'd be concerned. That's how far back. Omai matama. What should be matame? Ochlin or mashkin, mishkavot or moshavot, because she's matame and mishkav or moshav. If you sit on this, something is designed for the purpose, it'll become an avatuma. Umakul kelet leminyana. And it will ruin her count. I'll explain that in a second. Umatame also matame bo'alav. She had a relationship during that period. Or make her husband tamer as well as someone who is had a relationship with a nida. So he would also be tamer. So just to explain what Makalkal Minya now, because this is a bit of information that I'm kind of drip feeding as we go along, it's going to be very important, is in the Torah there's a difference. We're not so used to it nowadays, but because we're Machmir like Nida and Zava, but they're different than Nida and Zava. And Nida, I'll just give you the basics very, very quickly. And Nida, if she sees dam during a normal time, she expects to see dam, she just has to wait 7 days to become Torah. Even if she sees dam during that time, as long as she stops seeing dam by the end of it, she is Torah. Okay, she must have waited a few days before she starts counting, but that's Nida. We're talking Doraita, don't confuse it with the Halacha Maaseh now. If it's in a not normal time, the 11 days after the normal 7 days you normally see, then if she sees even one signing of blood, she's Tmeah for Shurmat Yom Keneged Yom. After 3 days in a row, she's called a Zava Gedola, and now she has to keep Sheva Yemei Nikim, seven Naki days. The problem is with this situation when she's based on a Ketem, She doesn't know when she was then really a nidah or not. If it, let's say it was laundered only a week ago, and she sees a stain now, it's it can make her tame all the way back. Now she doesn't know she's lost what's called a pitre nidah. This is one of the complicated pieces of Mishnah. When you learn, I'm not sure if we get to it in because we only do half the Masechta. But pitre nidah, I think also in the earlier this year, recently probably, I think. But pitre nidah is one of the complicated things of how do you fix a situation where you can where a woman can return back to this the case where she know now this is a nidah time, this is a zava time, because there are massive nafka minhag in terms of when she's if whatever period she's in, how we treat the situation which she's done. So we're saying here that it's mekalkel leminyan. She loses the pitre nidah. She won't know if she's like it is me ziva, me nidah, fine. Umetam fine. And then it says hared dam. If she sees dam, then this chumra that we're saying just to finish the piece now. Metamen lamafreya. It's metamen lafreya. Like we said on Mishnah. Me'ed la'ed mekida pikida. Umami what she's going to metame or ochlin or mashki mishkavod or mashavod. As we explained, food, drink, also things that are designed for sitting on, lying on, or seats themselves. The enu mekala, it doesn't mekala minyana, meaning that's considered day one, first day siding with consumers from then. It's only a chumra to go backwards if she once she sees dam me'ed. The enu matam mafreya, if she had a relationship with her husband between the last inspection, if you like, and when she saw dam, she is not matam mafreya. However, just to finish the piece, Rabbi Kiyo Omer, umatame, he disagrees, he's actually matame ba'alana mafreya. But nonetheless, he says, v'zeh tolin, aval lo sorfin. The tumala mafreya you're dealing with is actually going only to be tole misafek, but not enough to say it's vaday tameh, that you could burn it. Which is exactly the point that supports the point we're saying, that tumala mafreya is tolin v'lo sorfin. Okay, tov, said it. That's our first half of Nesach Tendida. Shem will continue here. Tomorrow. Well, tough.